Okay, I have Steve, Barry, Arturo, Peter, Elizabeth, and Michael. Did we miss anyone? I only have one regret from Fabian.
I thought I saw another one this morning.
I think someone else said that they are traveling. Was it Fabian?
That was Fabian. Did someone else?
Okay.
I didn't go into all the emails, but I thought that's everything I saw. But if you refresh your pages, I've pretty much updated everything, and Steve or Barry, start whenever you like.
Well, Barry, you want to take it this time, or what?
No, I'm not good at that.
All right, I'll take it. All right. So here we are. I guess at a high level, the main things we're trying to do today is just nail down preparations for next week's session on the 4th of March, where we're trying to synthesize all the input we've been getting from the surveys, and then also touch on both the last virtual session we'll have, and I guess maybe mention the face-to-face symposium if we have time. But I think the main thing for today is the preparations for next week. Before even we get on to that, I will say we at last got the registration link up at the NIST site. So I just about a half an hour ago put out an announcement to the Ontolog invitation list, letting people know that to register. And the only urgency is we're finding ourselves, it's really only a two-week window because NIST closes registration a week before the event for everyone, but especially they have all kinds of policies about non-U.S. citizens. They need the names ahead of time, stuff like that. So we don't have a whole lot of time for people to actually come in and register. So I tried to make it urgent, at least I bolded it, that people should note that there's a March 9th deadline for registration. So anyway, that's on the face-to-face symposium on the 15th and 16th. But now back to the agenda. Let's see, the panel session number 5 for synthesis on community input. We still need to figure out some things like who's going to be the chair and the panelists, et cetera, right? Where do we stand on that?
We're just beginning the discussion today. So name the let's fill in all the blanks.
Yeah, because we have all three surveys are going to be synthesized there. Am I correct?
Right. Actually, we did a little bit of discussion last week and decided that since we don't have originally we were hoping maybe we have some pieces of this communique to integrate at this coming session, but it was generally felt that we won't be ready by then. But then we would also have all the survey synthesis pretty much ready, and so it was somewhat decided that we will present the survey results that week. The next week, and so that it won't take up a lot of time at the face-to-face. Maybe at the face-to-face, we would do a very summary presentation of those results. But the bulk of the results and the discussion could be presented next week, and then some of those could go into the communique write-up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got distracted.
All right. So essentially, we want to present the synthesis of the survey results. At least we want to present the survey results at next week's session as sort of the main thing, and possibly maybe some discussion on how those things might go into the communique.
Right. Okay, so do we have any volunteers for the overall chair? I presume on the three surveys, obviously, we'll have the champions of the three surveys who will sort of
present
those results.
Right.
Anyone care to step forward and sort of just run the call next week?
I would suggest either you or Barry.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it, or Barry, we could...
I can't do it next week. I'll be traveling on that day.
All right, I will share. You can put me down on that, man.
Okay.
Just to collect all that.
All right, I'm documenting.
The numbers are coming up a little bit.
Right, I have the numbers further down, but let's focus on getting the session tied down.
Okay, so the panelists will have what, Peter, you and Elizabeth on the real time Delphi.
I guess the same three sets of people.
Exactly.
Plus, I mean, do we want maybe one more person?
Why do we want one more?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, or one more, two more. I mean, maybe there are other things we synthesize. Because there are more tracks than their surveys are only one of the maybe four or five different means of collecting input.
Okay, that's a good point. In fact, the rest of you on the call is anyone seeing any significant discussion going on in any of the three contexts, or any context for that matter, which warrants a mention? Michael,
no.
Or...
No, there's been no real discussion at all. In fact, we were going to be doing next, like from the content side, was basically taking what Fabian and Barry had produced and kind of extending it in a little more detail, kind of, you know, since they kind of took what we did and extended it, we're going to take what they did and extend it in a little bit different way as well. It's almost like every time we produce a kind of a document like that at a session, it actually seems to kind of capture a lot of the discussion anyways. And so, that, you know, all the input gets done at the online session as opposed to offline.
Right, right. Actually, amazingly, I mean, this year the virtual panel sessions has been sort of great venues for community input rather than the mailing list.
Yeah, exactly.
So we probably should have some synthesis on those. So maybe our panel should be divided back, I mean, like how we segregated the tracks rather than the surveys. I don't know.
Well, no, I think the upcoming session should concentrate on the survey, though, because that's something that hasn't really been, I mean, that's kind of like been an ongoing sort of thing. I think there really should be, since the past... sessions online have been so productive, I think there should be a special one dedicated just to the surveys.
Yeah, I agree. I think that otherwise we risk, I mean, right now that's, in other words, no one's had much insight into what the surveys are doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about this, you know, one thing that strikes me is that I think, you know, the purpose of the requirement, one is really to inform the others, right? So, I mean, synthesizing requirements is good, but then thinking about what are the implications of any of this requirements findings for the content and quality, you know, if anything, you know, what do we think about that? That... could be very fruitful. I mean, that seems like it's be very important that we do that at some point, and that seems like a logical point. But that requires that everyone needs to see what's in that synthesis, or what's
right.
At least, or even the raw output.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we need to do some sort of quick gap analysis to see whether all the requirements that have come up are in fact addressed in
right.
the. Content we're proposing and all that. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I saw that as kind of one of the big roles of the survey was to be the more bottom-up kind of input into the final document, whereas up till now it's kind of been more top-down. just kind of thinking in general, what do we want to have, you know, as content, or how do we want to chop things up? Just kind of just a priori thinking about that, but the surveys really saying, okay, well, here's the content that people are actually providing. Here's how that content's actually organized in existing courses, programs, et cetera.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. And it lends credibility to our final findings, I presume, our content proposal, which is we're not just plucking this out of the air. We're, you know, basing this a lot on making sure we've got everything on the survey.
Right, right.
Okay. So I agree. I think the main point, purpose or the objective of next week's session is to make sure everyone understands what is coming out of these surveys. So hopefully those of you championing the particular surveys and particular requirements in the real-time Delphi, hopefully you'll be able to interpret what you're finding there so that the rest of us fully understand what some of the implications are. And, of course, we can have some time for discussion of that at next week.
Okay, sounds good. So if you refresh, Fabian is good. The refresh and see if what I have captured under 29BH sounds about right, and start from there, and we can sort of clean up a little bit.
Well, yeah, incorporating the communique, I'm into the proposed content and the communique, I would say.
Okay.
It's the same in a way. You're right. It communicates a vehicle by which we are delivering our proposed.
Okay. I got that one. Yeah, proposed educational content.
Yeah, curriculum content.
Curricular content.
And then the way you punctuated the panelists makes it unclear that we actually have three.
Yes, three groups. Yeah, I'll put down 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. So what do you all think? I mean, the goal and the plan is simply to bring to light the requirements for the next generation of ontologists for incorporation into future curricula.
Yeah, like I say, ideally what would happen would be that there would be, I don't know if this would actually, you know, be then before the panel, next panel, or it would be the outcome of the next panel, but it would be two documents similar in form to the ones that have been presented already at the content and the Fabian and Barry's panel, which would be the, you know, kind of listing of topics and discussion of topics and then clustering of topics into, you know, courses, modules, programs, et cetera. But again, as a bottom-up sort of result.
Yeah, I agree. You think you can capture that, Peter?
But that's after the panel, right? Or
you know, it probably would have to be after the panel. But, I mean, if the synthesis that's done before the panel is kind of start approximating that, then we could just flush it out afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the goal, in your notes here, Peter, on the goal and plan, I think, you know, the ultimate goal that this session is supposed to lead us to is what Michael just said, whether we achieve it at this session or following the session. That's what is headed us towards.
My feeling is that the session will be more successful if it consists not just in reading out reports and surveys, but actually in attempting to go through the items on one or other of those lists, perhaps in a simplified form, and addressing how the survey relates.
Yeah.
Right. So
the interpretation part, which is going to be valuable,
yeah.
I think.
Right. So the supposedly whoever designed these surveys would have made a first cut on their interpretation, but then also present the raw data somewhere so that others could make different interpretations or critique on their first interpretation. How,
we could make the raw data available, but I don't think we want to be taking people through the raw data.
No, we don't need to. That's why I drilled it down. I actually was suggesting that we would need to, all the champions should need to make all the survey results accessible from the web. Arturo is online. So far, I've got access to survey 2 and 3. I don't have access to survey 1. And 2 and 3 are also behind passwords because we probably don't want crawlers to go in there either. So we would need to sort of see some way to make those sort of results web accessible without maybe getting everyone's email addresses out there or things like that.
For 2, it's fairly easy to download various, full or summarized.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the SurveyMonkey has good tools, and I suspect the Arturo's survey would probably support those as well, allowing, let's say, a download of a CSV or something.
Arturo Sanchez here.
Yeah.
So I can make the complete data set available as an Excel file. And then
in a what? Excel? Did you say Excel file?
Excel, yes.
All right.
Well, there are various formats, but I suppose Excel probably would be the best because if people want to do anything with it, they can just take the file and then do it. I'm not completely sure. In my mind, it's not completely sure what is the answer to the question of confidentiality, if there is such an issue here. I mean, there are email addresses, there are names. So just to put it out there on the web, I'm not sure if people were counting on that.
We actually specifically told everyone that it would be exposed at the survey form. So we definitely don't want the email addresses to be out so that, I mean, they get mined. But, I mean, that's some normal caution.
Come to an agreement of what type of data set is going to be exposed.
Right.
If any, because, I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, collecting the data, analyzing the data, and presenting it to the community? I mean, why would the community be interested in raw data? That's what we're doing.
Right. Aren't we just talking about exposing it to each other? I mean, for analysis across tracks?
Web,
or are we talking about something?
Web is, I mean.
Okay, if you ask me, I mean, since we have always been doing things very transparently and very openly, I would recommend exposing the raw data without sort of causing security or what do you call it, personal identity, unwarranted personal identity exposure, just that. But then I think the results should best be exposed because we may slice and dice it one way, somebody else might slice and dice it a different way and come up with different interpretations.
Well, I agree with that as long as we're dropping away the person.
Right. So, and besides, I mean, I think we specifically told everyone to be aware that all the results will be exposed, and I think during the first session we had about surveying the landscape, Ken Bukowski specifically said, I mean, since this is not normal practice, we should tell everyone beforehand, and we did.
Oh, all right. We want the data sets available on the web.
Maybe taking out the email address and
the organization.
All right.
Yeah.
So you just tell me where to drop it. I'll do that.
Yeah, it's the answers that are important, not the who is answering, I think, or where they're answering.
Well, I know. I mean, for requirements, I try to separate the specific organization is in the respondent info section. They've asked about sector in different questions.
Right.
So we can preserve a lot of that, analyzable information, but drop away the very specific.
Yeah, what I would suggest is for archival purpose, we have a full set that is communicated on our email address, email on the organizing committee mailing list, which is password protected. And then by next week, we still have, by next Tuesday, we still have maybe a couple of days, and then we decide what drops from the web exposure.
So what is the deadline for sending you the full set, the data set?
I guess once we close, I mean, the data set is downloadable, maybe the next day. I mean,
the 26th? The 26th of February?
Yeah, 26th or 27th. And then by the time by the time of our next call, which would be the 2nd, then we will have quite a bit, just some discussion. And by the 4th, then the at least the champions synthesis can be presented. Would that be okay?
Good enough. I have another question, and I think that the group started talking about it, which is, can we agree at least on common things that that are going to be included in the report? I mean, my view was that we already started with questions that we wanted to answer in connection with tracks. So I think that one possibility would be for these questions to be the drivers of different things that we but we didn't.
Right. I agree. Those are the where are the questions you're talking about?
When we established the different tracks had questions in connection with them, which defined the track. So where is that? Maybe if you click on Ontology Summit and then you see the track.
Okay, well,
maybe there,
but I understand. You're talking about the questions that were driving the track. I get that, yeah. That would be good.
Let's just give the champions, I mean the survey champions, the flexibility on how they do a first cut on the analysis. Since we are exposing the raw data and we have one more organizing committee meeting before the presentation, others can chime in if they have suggestions. Yeah, because most of the, I mean, whoever designed the survey probably had something in mind that they wanted to find out anyway.
Yeah, that's great, but however, do take into consideration that now the times are getting a little bit tight. Anthony and I are going to meet today at 2:30 my time, be illuminated to come up with the way we're going to present the results. And then from Tuesday to Thursday, it might be difficult for us to react. Because we have various other things to attend to. If we could have a little bit more information of what the organizing committee envisions of this report, it would be better to know it now than next Tuesday.
Well, I like your suggestion of the question.
There should be at least a commonality among the different reports, and then after that, if the different champions see things that were not covered by these questions, then of course definitely you could highlight it.
I'm good with that.
So may I make a suggestion? Is one. Do whatever you feel like doing. That's number one. Secondly, maybe look specifically on how your results might affect the curriculum, the two things that Michael was mentioning, the set of training requirements and how the curriculum might be organized. I mean, how that might affect those two documents.
Michael?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Michael, can I just raise a point?
Sure.
Do you think it would be possible for you, Fabian, and myself and Anthony to produce a consolidated version of our two documents?
Oh, Oh, definitely. I think so. Yeah, I plan to, in coordination with Leo, to take what you and Bobby had produced and you basically add another level of detail just to explain certain topics a bit more. So it would essentially be a superset of what you and Bobby produced.
So if we can have at least a rough version of that ready in time for next week, then that would save some amount of work. And I'd be happy to read through whatever you do.
Okay, yeah, no, that's definitely feasible. I could get that, should be able to get that done by the weekend, yeah.
So do I understand Barry's question to read that instead of having two top-down documents, maybe just one consolidated one between the two tracks?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Which would be both curriculum and quality, then, right?
Yes.
Actually, quality is pretty much evolved into sort of organization of curricula, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was the one is kind of the superset of all the topics, and then the other one is the way of
they are organized.
Dividing it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were going to address quality in connection with the exam standards and certification standards, but I don't think we are at that stage yet. I think we should concentrate on content.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good. If you guys can have something ready beforehand, I think that would be really good.
So would you be the fourth panelist?
No, I don't want to. I don't think we want to interfere with this upcoming panel. We don't want to contaminate it, if you will, by top down considerations. This should be really purely bottom up at the next panel.
No, I don't think you will contaminate it. Actually, it will make. I mean, if we look at the presentations as just the seed for discussion, that would make the discussion a lot more relevant after the presentations, because the first three presentations are made in light of supporting the fourth. They weren't there to be stood alone or stand alone, but they were there for a purpose.
But we do need a chance, I think, Peter, to really take a good look at the survey results, I think, and discuss what they might imply without jumping immediately jumping over it into the sort of synthesis and presentation of what we believe. In other words, we want to sort of look at it and you know, each of the champions say, well, this is what we heard. We've got a lot of people, you know, saying this. And we could online next week discuss and say, well, what does that mean? I think that means we need these kinds of things, and then let's check and see if it's in the curriculum and stuff. I mean, we need to do that process, I think, a little bit in the discussion before we take the next phase, which is now, okay, here's our new informed, curriculum and quality recommendations.
Yeah, I think we do want to have the synthesis of the other two tracks by that date, just as a way of kind of ensuring that, you know, it doesn't, we have to get it done definitely before the face-to-face, and having it done by the next session, I think, is a good deadline, because then what we would be able to have is the synthesis of two tracks together with the discussion outcomes of the survey. Both of those would be completed by the end of the next session. That end of the next panel, and then from then between then and the face-to-face could be an additional kind of round of synthesis.
Fine.
Well, now there is one other thing, which is we had set ourselves a deadline of March 11th for the draft version of the communique itself, which is 1 week later. So I think I was saying, I guess, is we need this discussion period next week. And then we need to move on to, okay, how does this synthesize into, ultimately, the communique? So there's two things we need to do. Analyze, discuss, and interpret the results. And then discuss how is it being captured in the communique, which is essentially the synthesis you're talking about, right, Michael?
Yeah. the ultimate synthesis would be the communique.
Okay, right. So what do we all think about, do we need to put some time in for during the session next week on discussing that, on the discussing the communique? Otherwise, how are we going to...
These are two assumptions again. Once we have more input from the results of the surveys and the corresponding reports that the champions will prepare, I think that will inform better a potential structure for the communique.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I agree with that too. What I'm worried about is if we finish the session next week having discussed the input and the sort of the interpretation of it all, then we have a week going by, and then we're saying, okay, where's the communique? Well, we haven't even had a chance to sort of discuss it other than throwing it into the hands of, Barry Fabian, overall editors of the communique.
So actually, if my memory serves me right, from last Tuesday's meeting, my understanding was that Fabian was going to get in touch with Professor Smith to flesh out the structure for the communique, and then he was going to report back to us at some point.
Right. Yeah.
Tell it right now, but I do remember that he mentioned potential elements in the structure of the document.
Right. Essentially, we discussed that maybe between Fabian and Barry, you give us a table of content and assign us maybe a piece to write up, whether it's 100 words or 500 words. I mean, that we're waiting for that task. And I assume that would also be something the survey designers could come up with by the time of the presentation.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. If Barry, you're comfortable with that, is it just at the end of next week's meeting, you could briefly sort of take us through the outline of the communique.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
So this is Thursday the 4th, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it starts at 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Yeah, the problem is that I have... I have another engagement which I was traveling back from. I probably would be back by 2:00, but that's not sure. So what we could do is we could make sure that Fabian is present and he could perform that role, and I could
Fit
in my packing time.
Exactly. I think he could be the certain one, and then if you can get on time, and it will be at the end of the call anyway. So hopefully chances are reasonable then that you might be able to jump in.
So I am informing Fabian.
But we were talking about a slightly different thing. Is that you and Fabian as lead editors should have a rough idea on, let's say, a table of content on how you are structuring the communique and start giving the track champions or the survey designers tasked to prepare small write-ups.
Okay, so I will talk to Fabian about that.
Yeah. Right, and communicate over the email list.
Yeah.
And then during the call next week, also just to sort of take us through the overall outline of it, I think, is what I was asking for.
I think unless Fabian has problems on that day, he should be able to do both of those.
Right, but that tasking should be done way before. I mean, it was supposed to be given us at this meeting. Don't wait till the 4th to tell us to write, but tell us, let's say, tomorrow, so that by the 4th we'll have that piece of writing ready to turn into you.
Okay. All right. I think that's good. That's all agreed, I think. So I think that's basically what we're set up for then for next week. I think I'm comfortable in my own mind of what's going to happen next week. Are there any other issues people have with what will transpire next week then? I'll chair. The three track champions will be presenting the synthesis and interpretation of what they're hearing. We're going to have the raw data available online at some point. And then Barry and Fabian will take us through the communique outline and all. That sounds like plenty for one meeting to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we add Barry Fabian as sort of the fourth presentation?
I will make sure that you are informed as soon as Fabian gets the word. I would like to add myself because it could be that I am delayed, so you never know.
Yeah, put Fabian and then Barry second or something.
Okay. All right. All right. Good.
Okay. Did we want to touch at all today on this other agenda item of planning on the review and alignment of draft deliverables and final sync-up? Actually, I think the final deliverables are going to be the communique, basically.
Right. Right. Shall we maybe assign the chair and assign who's speaking so that, I mean, whoever it is knows that they've got something to do?
I guess, well, the topic will then be
mainly be
what we were talking about, I think,
yeah.
Which is now focusing on the communique.
Yes.
You know, we'll have been introduced to it the previous week. This will be the one where we're sort of pretty much nailing it down and sending it out at least for people to take a look at prior to the face-to-face.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Plus any logistics questions about the face-to-face.
Yeah. Barry, are you going to be available on that? Because I think you would be the logical chair for that since you and Fabian are the chief editors. Would you orchestrate that particular session on the 11th?
Yes, I can manage that. I'm somewhat reluctant to put myself forward all the time, but I can manage it if people agree.
Oh, definitely. We'll look forward to it.
That would be great because, I mean, yeah, you've got the track champions and, of course, the rest of us to support you in that. But we need the overall purview perspective, I think, to manage it. So, and that's going to be the one where I think, as I say, we're going to be putting in sort of the draft 1.0 of the communique, putting it out there so that people can read it before they arrive at the face-to-face meeting so that we're not starting from ground zero at the face-to-face and having burning in midnight oil Monday night on the 15th. So, okay. And again, I think our track champions would be principals in that meeting. And I don't know what else. I mean, it's sort of almost, we don't have much ambiguity, I think, as to what our goal is for that, right? It's production of the communique.
Right.
So, I'm good.
So what kind of format? Do we just say we put up the communique draft and then have maybe the track champions do like the few minutes, 5 minute impression of those and then the long discussion like what Michael session and then Barry and Fabian's session had run?
I mean, yeah, largely I'd leave that also up to Barry and Fabian as far as how they want to structure it. I mean, I think whatever the flow that seems good on the communique itself would be the flow of the meeting, you know, taking us all through however that's structured, which I presume will pretty much line up with the tracks we've talked about so far. But if they find it seems to work better, you know, separating or not separating some of the requirements, long-term, near-term, I think we should let Barry and Fabian have a little bit of latitude on that. So then the structure will follow from that.
This is for the March 11th session?
March 11th.
Yeah.
Okay,
I just saved, so if you refresh and look below 29 UI, and that's captured.
Oh, that's right. You always suggest it to me. I just use search.
So you can do Control F and find on page. That will take you right there.
Yeah, I think that's good. All right. What else?
Okay.
I know that I have not.
Maybe I'll give you people the quick set of numbers on the survey results.
Yes.
I don't know if Arturo has any updates. At the last meeting, your count was 33, I believe. 92 have started.
Only the total number, because otherwise I have to go inside and see what the actual completed ones are, but the count has
gone up.
Higher. It's 107 total answers. So
okay.
I'm just speculating that most of the new answers are completed answers.
Okay.
So
good.
It should be 33 plus.
So 92 has gone up to 107.
Yeah, from last week,
Wow, so you've got 15 more. So,
So last week it was 92, now 107, so I'm assuming that the difference between 92 and 107.
Yeah, you might have 48.
That.
Yeah, so you might have 48 by now.
Yeah.
Great, yeah, that's a good number. And for Elizabeth and I, Elizabeth, you have the number?
Yes, it's 30.
30.
Out of 30, 7 just signed in, but don't seem to have answered any questions.
Uh-huh. Okay, so 30 minus 7?
5?
So 30 minus 7?
Yes, I think it's fair to deduct those 7.
So it's about 23 on the real-time Delphi. And Amanda, you have the numbers?
No, minus 6. It's 24.
24, okay. Minus 6.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get a double check now.
Okay, so while Amanda does that, I'm going to have to skip out. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be a little earlier than anticipated. So thank you all very much, and we'll stay in touch.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right. And also, while Amanda's looking it up, I will say that I have been remiss in not getting out any kind of solicitation for the sponsorship. I'm going to try and do it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do it today because I'm right after this call. I've got to go on to an online workshop on another subject. So, but I'll do it as soon as I can.
Right, but as a reminder, so please mention that those who were co-sponsors last year, we want them to do an opt-out.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is important because this makes the whole difference between whether we have to start from scratch or we start with like 30 names already.
Okay. Opt out.
All right. For those who were with us last year.
All right. And just to remind me, Peter, do we have a mailing list for the sponsors, or should I just sort of give it? Who should I be mailing this to?
I guess Ontology Summit will be good.
Okay. Fair enough.
Still 51 on.
Yeah, I mean actually the 51 was something I checked earlier in the morning. So 51 that is a great improvement. We were only about 30 some last as of the last meeting. So looks like your work paid back.
Yeah, I think there'll probably be a few more. I'm hearing that some people are planning to answer, but haven't yet. So.
Great. Yeah. Human nature. Yeah. Last minute.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. We already discussed this topic about moving people around between advisory committees and organizing committees.
Right.
Those sponsors, I just mentioned the sponsor thing. Right. Anything else? Is that it for you online discussion? Synthesis, we talked about that. Logistics and planning, the face-to-face, put out the announcement. I think we're basically ready for that. We just, Peter and I will probably keep in touch with NIST on numbers as people come in, registrants. Michael, you're going to be there, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And Barry's coming, I think. I'm just trying to
talk to Amanda.
Amanda, are you going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll have a fair number of people who aren't, I don't even know where you are located, Amanda, actually.
I'm D.C. area.
She's closer than you are. But Steve, I noticed on your earlier symposium agenda, you had Michael as not confirmed. So can you have Michael as confirmed?
That was the second day discussion.
That was for the what, sir?
Barry and I had drawn up a first draft of an agenda for the face-to-face.
If you click on the Ontology Summit Symposium link, 29DF.
Yeah. Just very briefly, we were going to do sort of a progress-to-date session in the morning, sort of, okay, where are we? And then in the afternoon, Barry was going to lead an issue discussion session for the first half of the afternoon. And then the second half of the afternoon, the first day, that's what it was, we were thinking of having reactions to the first draft of the communique. I subbed you in there.
Well, sure.
I hadn't asked you.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so just to sort of, facilitate that discussion.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing, so it's fine, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's great. So we can put you in confirmed on that. Then the second day we're going to have sort of a little bit more digging in on the discussion of the requirements and the essentially content in the morning, two sessions. And then the afternoon of the second day we're going to sort of roll out what we now feel is our position statement in terms of the communique. And I, by the way, it says media will be invited. I just sent out a quick note to Joe Jackson of Government Computer News, who has been at several of ours. I'm going to try and see if I can dig around a little more for other media contacts. But if anyone else has any, we should try and invite them just to get ourselves a little press.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly whenever any of them put something out on the wire, then other media outlets pick it up, tend to pick it up. So we get a sort of a multiplicative effect if at least one person writes something up about our summit. So that's the basic outlines. I haven't really tagged anyone for the second morning discussions or the final communique. So if anyone wants to jump in on that, let me know. Otherwise, I'll be sort of pondering that, and maybe I'll be coming up with some names.
So I guess we should include Fabian at some point on the second day. We need to work out the practice for actually creating the communique. And all I can say at the moment is that Fabian and I are determined to be innovative.
Well, that's scary, but okay. All right, well, why don't we maybe discuss that through email, Barry, between now and next week, because obviously by next week you'll have something in mind.
We hope, yes.
Yeah. And as far as logistics, I think at NIST, everything's looking good. We're going to run it pretty much physically the way we've run it in the past. Peter and I know, Peter, you've been in discussion with Mark Carlisle on that. We're hoping to have two projectors up so that we can bounce back and forth and put, you know, input on one and communicate on the other or something like that. Anything else?
Just Steve, I'm happy to do if you want me to do any chairing or facilitation on day two.
Okay.
I'm willing
to do that. Okay, I think things are starting to take shape, and I can visualize the end of the tunnel here. So that's good. I don't want to drag us on anymore. Does anyone else have any new business, any topics we want to discuss today?
Good, fine. Good check.
Okay. Hearing none. All right, we're done. Let's carry on.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Till next Tuesday,
bye-bye.
Same time. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.